So this is Brian Person, and this is the Daily Boo podcast. I'm here with Neville Hobson, and we're at the FIR listener dinner. What's the name of this place, Neville?
Town Hall.
Oh, it's a great
San Francisco.
Great restaurant and a great gathering here of some of your biggest fans. That's going to be cool.
It's very cool indeed, Brian, yeah.
So talk about the, we're here for the IABC World Conference 2009, and you won a Chairman Award tonight. How do you feel about that?
I'm still overwhelmed by it. It is a real honor to get that award. And it represents really something that I think I can speak on behalf of lots of IABC members in terms of it means the pinnacle of volunteerism on how you reach out to other members to do something. And in this particular case, okay, I got the Chairman's Award in recognition for that. You don't set out to be recognized, but this is nice to have it happen, I have to say.
And in terms of someone maybe who's getting started in IABC, what advice would you give for them to kind of progress their way through the organization and connect, be a contributor?
Right. Connect to other members, and that doesn't have to be only the traditional route, like going to chapter meetings, but do those things if you want to. But just connect, reach out to other members using all the tools we now have at our disposal, which happen to be online most often. And there are so many opportunities to do that. There is so much willingness by people to connect to others, more so than you can possibly imagine what it was like 10 years ago. And that came out very strongly in the opening session presentation by the keynote person in particular. But all the comments you hear today, Sunday, on what people are saying about Twitter, about all these tools that we all use and are hearing about, that's big at this conference so far.
Now, you gave this afternoon, a workshop on podcasting.
Yep.
And how did that go?
Well, I think the feedback I got was people found it very valuable, which is nice to know. There was some great commentary, some great questions. We did it for 75 minutes. We did an audio boo in it to demonstrate how easy it is with a tool like this. And other discussions on what people are interested in. Generated lots of questions, which is great. I hope we're going to see some people doing podcasts as well.
Now, you were talking about, I wasn't there, but so I've heard, or maybe you even told me, the idea of growing an actual community around a podcast. And it seems to me that FIR is the epitome of that. And as we can see here, with the 15 or 20 folks that are gathered, again, around a podcast. Two guys doing a podcast across the world.
Yep.
That's going to feel just amazing.
Well, as I mentioned in the workshop, I believe this, that Shell and I started the FIR community, but the community is now bigger than Shell and me as the co-hosts of the podcast. So we have our reporters, we have commenters, we have interested people, we have fans, whatever label you want to give. And as you mentioned, Brian, I agree, that's a good example of that is this group of people who've come together today, and we have the one common interest, which is something to do with this podcast. That is an example of how community can build, where you've got something that people find an interest in. And there are a variety of reasons. You ask anyone here, and you will probably hear different reasons why they're here. There might be some commonality of reasons, but there'll be some unique ones too.
So you've been doing the show for about 4 years, 4.5 years, about now, right?
Yep.
If you could put your finger on the biggest change in the communication landscape over that time, what would it be?
It would be the sheer scale of speed with which tools like Twitter have captured imaginations, and also other tools like the one we're using. The way in which it has become easier than it was even 2 years ago to take advantage of these tools. Thank you. My steak has just arrived. So that's a nice looking steak, by the way.
So a good point to wrap it up. He's Neville Hobson. You can find him at NevilleHobson.com. And for more podcasts like this, go to DailyBoo.com. So, Neville, it's been great chatting with you.
Equally, Brian, a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks.